So in the first message, we saw that we need to pick up.
Amen.
Pick up this burden for the gospel.
Amen.
And then after we pick this up, we need to go pray.
Amen.
Especially pray with your companions. Even pray with the church. Joseph Yao, are we ready to go to preach the gospel now? I see. What did you say? It seems like you still need to be equipped, right? So here we need to be equipped with two things. Actually, these two things rather are one. It's the Spirit and the Word.
Amen.
As we saw last night, actually the Spirit and the Word are one.
Amen.
Christ is the Word of God. John 1:1 says, "In the beginning was the Word."
Amen.
He's the Word of God.
Amen.
The Word was with God and the Word was God.
Amen.
And in Hebrews 11:3 it says, "By faith, we understand that the universe has been framed by the Word of God."
Amen.
The Word of God is really powerful.
Amen.
And then we see that this Word of God took on humanity.
Yeah.
John 1:14 says, "And the Word became flesh and tabernacled among us."
Amen.
"And we beheld His glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father,
Amen.
Full of grace and reality."
Amen.
And then this Word, put on humanity, went through a human living,
yeah.
was crucified, resurrected.
Yeah.
Now He is the life-giving Spirit.
Amen.
Word of God is the life-giving Spirit.
Amen.
I need some help here. What does John 14:13 say? I need your help, everyone together. John 14:13. "And when even the Spirit of reality comes, whom the 14:17.
John 14:17.
"Even the Spirit of reality, whom the world does not know, receive, because it does not behold Him or know Him, but you know Him, because He abides with you and shall be in you." He abides with you.
Amen.
Shall be in you.
Amen.
Now let's do John 16:13 also. Amen.
John 16:13.
"But when He, the Spirit of reality, comes, He will guide you into all the reality.
For He will not speak from Himself, but what He hears, He will speak, and declare to you the things that are coming."
So the Spirit of reality declares to us the Word of God.
Amen.
He hears the Word of God and He speaks the Word of God to us. And He declares to us all these things concerning the Word of God so that it can be real to us in our experience.
Amen.
And we need to realize that in our experience, we can't separate the Spirit from the Word. Actually, rather, they are joined together. So here's some quotations from the ministry, which are really good. I'm just going to read some of them to you. "The sweetest blessings that God has given us are Christ as the Word in our hand,"
Amen.
"the Bible, and Christ as the Spirit within us,"
Amen.
"which are available for our enjoyment at any time, in any place."
Amen.
Every aspect of God's relationship with man is a matter of Christ as the Word and the Spirit. That which the God speaks is the Word, and that which enters into man is the Spirit.
Amen.
The Bible is Christ in our hand, and the Spirit is Christ within us.
Amen.
The riches of God are revealed in the Word,
Amen.
And the Word that enters into us becomes Spirit and life.
Amen.
Furthermore, when we express the indwelling Christ, or the indwelling Spirit through our speaking, He becomes the Word of God
Amen.
To those who hear. And what they receive becomes Spirit and life to them.
Amen.
So we must see that in God's wisdom and in His provision, He supplies the church with a balanced combination of the Word and the Spirit.
Amen.
So we need to have both the Word
Amen.
And the Spirit.
Amen.
Who gives life? John 6:63 says, "It is the Spirit who gives life."
Amen.
"The Word which I have spoken to you, our spirit and our life." So our spirit is joined to the Lord as one spirit.
Amen.
When we speak with our spirit, the spirit in our spirit is able to give life. Actually, the spirit himself is the power. He is the life that is dispensed and ministered into man. But he also needs a content. If you just exercise your spirit, oh Lord Jesus, oh Lord Jesus, oh Lord Jesus, are they going to receive the gospel? Not very likely. There needs to be a content to back this up. And something that was brought out during the past summer training is that there is the tribe of Zebulun as a type of the church. And because they're located in the city, the port city of Galilee, the tribe of Zebulun is the church being represented as gospel ships. Amen. So these ships, they have sails, and they're being carried by the wind.
Amen.
Another word for the spirit is pneuma.
Yeah.
Pneuma is also another word for wind.
Amen.
So these ships are carried by the spirit.
Yeah.
And they're not empty ships. They need to have cargo.
Amen.
And the cargo here is the word.
Amen.
So we need to be a gospel ship,
amen,
carried by the Spirit and with the cargo of the Word.
Amen.
So from here we can get into the outline. Let's read number one together. We need to participate in the outpouring of the Spirit power as the dynamic impact for preaching of the gospel. Let's read eight together also. In the book of Acts, the early believers did everything by the Spirit. When we go to the campuses, we have to go by the Spirit. Acts 1:8 says, but you shall receive power.
Amen.
When the Holy Spirit comes upon you.
Amen.
You shall be my witnesses in both Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth.
Amen.
Let's pray part of this. But you shall receive power.
Amen.
Amen.
You shall
receive power.
Amen. Receive power.
When the Holy Spirit comes,
when the Holy Spirit comes,
Holy Spirit comes upon us,
Holy Spirit comes upon us,
you shall be my witnesses,
you shall
be my witnesses, in
both Jerusalem,
and in all Judea,
in all Judea,
and in Samaria,
and in Samaria,
and unto the uttermost part of the earth. So actually, as a college student, it's not very difficult for you to travel to the uttermost part of the earth. Actually, in God's sovereignty, he has already gathered the uttermost part of the earth onto your college campuses. If you go into your classes, just look around. Look to your left, look to your right. There's the uttermost part of the earth gathered in your classes. From Europe, from Asia, from Africa, South America, North America, Australia. You know, there is every uttermost part of the earth today in your classes.
Amen.
So you don't need to buy a plane ticket. Just go to your class.
Amen.
And just be a normal, functioning, living Christian. And in Acts 8:29, it says, and the Spirit said to Philip, approach and join this chariot.
Amen.
So we need to see that we need to follow the leading of the Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord called Philip to approach and join this chariot. And who was there? An Ethiopian eunuch. Do any of you know the history of Ethiopia? All right, I'll tell you one cool fact. I looked this up on Wikipedia. So Ethiopia has been even a Christian country with a Christian background since the first century AD. And it is the only, or let me read this from Wikipedia. Christianity in Ethiopia dates back to the first century AD. And this long tradition makes Ethiopia unique amongst the sub-Saharan African countries. So because Philip joined himself to the Spirit, or rather followed the leading of the Spirit, now this country of Ethiopia has such a long history of being in the Lord,
and
having a relationship with the Lord.
Amen.
So they received the gospel because of Philip. We need to follow the Spirit. We don't know who the Lord will lead us to. And eventually, we just need to sow ourselves into the earth to die to ourselves, our feelings, our scaredness, our moods. And if we just speak the gospel, who knows what will come out of that? Possibly a very whole country could be saved. We don't know. It could very well happen. And I think the really big point here is part B. Let's read this together. There are two aspects of one divine spirit. The essential aspect for life inwardly and the economical aspect for power outwardly. So if you are planning to go to the full-time training, you should definitely take Greek, because there are two words for the word being filled. One is pleru, and that is to be filled inwardly for essence. And the other is pletho, to be filled outwardly, economically, for ministry and power. And we can see this in the example of the Lord Jesus and in the type of the meal offering. First of all, the meal offering is fine flour mingled with oil. It has oil as its essence. The Lord Jesus, in his birth, has the Holy Spirit as his essence.
Amen.
He had been pleroed with the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
But he had to get baptized. Matthew 3:16, the Lord had to get baptized. And when he was baptized, the Holy Spirit descended upon him as a dove. And as we saw for an example of the meal offering yesterday, the meal offering not only had its oil as its essence, but it had oil anointed, poured upon it. So this is a picture of us. We received not only the Spirit essentially, we had a pleru, but we also have a pletho, which is an outward filling of the Spirit.
Amen.
And in the footnote it says, this is like putting on a uniform to be our power.
Amen.
To be our speaking.
Amen.
So when we are speaking to someone, we need to be filled.
Amen.
We need to be filled pleru and pletho.
Amen.
I want to be filled with the triune God. He makes me happy. I want to be filled with him. I want to be filled with the triune God. He makes me happy. I want to be filled with him. So what? So I will drink that living water. And I will eat that tree of life. And I will what? Call upon his name. Oh, Lord Jesus! Because I want to be filled up. I want to be filled up. Because I want to be filled up. With him. With him. So here, the secret of experiencing the inward aspect and the outward aspect of this wonderful Spirit is to simply what? Call on the Lord again and again. Let's see. There's a Bible on them. Okay. Salem, can you open up 1 Corinthians 12:3? And then Jasper, can you give me Romans 12:2? And then, Kingswell, can you give me Acts 4:31? So, when you have 1 Corinthians 12:3, just go ahead and stand up and read it. Read it with an exercise spirit.
Amen. Therefore, I make known to you
Amen.
That no one speaking in the Spirit
Amen.
Of God says, Jesus is accursed.
Amen.
And no one can say,
Jesus
is
Lord.
In the
Holy
Spirit.
Amen. Sorry, Salem. How about you lead them in that last part of that verse to pray read?
Jesus is Lord!
Amen.
Except in the Holy Spirit!
In the Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So the question is, are you in your spirit when you say Jesus is Lord?
Amen.
How about Lord Jesus?
Amen.
You're in the Spirit.
Amen.
That's what the Word of God says. So the Spirit and the Word are interrelated there. Okay. And after we call on the Lord, we will pray and receive strengthening and refreshment inwardly. We will also outwardly have the power, the boldness, the assurance, and the faith to speak strongly. So who had Romans 10:12? Yeah, Romans 10:12. Oh, sorry, 10:12.
Romans 10:12. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek.
Amen.
For the same Lord is Lord of all.
Amen.
And rich to
all who call upon his name. Amen. How about just the last part, who is rich? And then to the end. Just lead us to pray with it.
Wait, oh, and rich?
Yeah, okay. And rich.
Oh Lord, he is rich.
Amen. Lord, he is rich.
Rich to all.
Rich to all.
Oh Lord, you are rich.
Oh Lord, you are rich.
Rich to everyone.
Rich to everyone.
Rich to me.
Rich to me.
Rich to you.
Rich to you.
Who call?
Who call?
Who call?
Who calls?
Let us call.
Let us call.
Oh Lord Jesus.
Oh Lord Jesus. Amen.
This is rich.
This is rich.
To all.
To all.
Upon him.
Upon him.
Upon.
Upon.
Lord, we want to call upon.
Lord, we want to call upon.
Call upon you.
Call upon you.
Upon him.
Upon him.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. That's good. So I just want to ask everyone a question. Is the Lord rich to you when you call upon him? I feel sometimes when we call on the Lord, it's the, oh, Lord Jesus, oh, Lord Jesus, oh, Lord Jesus. But if you call on him in that kind of a way, you get a little something, but he's not rich. But for us to really call on his name in a strong way, he'll be very, very rich to us. So how about for the next 20 seconds, let's just call on it, stand up and call on the name of the Lord as strongly and as released as we can get. Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus! Jesus! Oh, Lord Jesus! Oh, Lord Jesus! Jesus, Lord! Hallelujah!
Amen. So who was strengthened?
Amen.
Who was refreshed?
Amen.
Who has power and boldness?
Amen.
Do you all have the assurance and faith now?
Amen.
Speak strongly?
Amen.
Man, you need to have that experience of the Spirit. So we have a pop-up here, Zion. He has a testimony to share with us about this.
I'm Zion. Went to Cypress College, and I just want to share, when I went to Cypress College, they were full-time trainees, so I started to spend time with them, and then eventually, they made me, kind of, to go out preach gospel with them.
Amen.
But, of course, eventually I enjoyed it, but when we preached the gospel, one of the things I was really impressed is that they prayed, right?
Amen.
Even before contacting anyone, they just prayed, right?
Amen.
And when we prayed, we were really touching the Lord.
Amen.
And we were being filled hourly,
Amen.
Right? In the point two, he says, right, when we pray, right, hourly, we have the power,
Amen.
With the boldness,
Amen.
And the assurance, right, even to speak in our faith.
Amen.
So, right, so we will even pray in a short way, right? And I was really nervous. And after praying, right? I had the assurance, right?
Yeah.
But my heart was still beating, right? I was still nervous. But I had the assurance that I could speak by faith.
Amen.
Right? And then we can just go out, talk to people and just preach the gospel.
Amen.
Right? And then when I was filled in such a way, even I get rejected, right? I wasn't discouraged.
Right.
Because I knew that the Lord was with me in my speaking.
Amen.
And then even after they reject us, we'll just pray for them, right?
Amen.
Pray for them
Amen.
That the Lord will even open them even more.
Amen.
And then if they do call on the Lord, we have such a joy.
Amen.
We're such a, so filled with joy and the Spirit.
Amen.
Yeah, so that's been my experience. So just pray before going out to preach the gospel.
Amen.
Amen.
Right. The easiest way to pray is just to simply call on the name of the Lord,
Amen.
Even very strongly like that. All right, so Kingswell, do you have Acts 4:31?
Acts 4:31, and when they had so besought, the place in which they were gathered was shaken,
Amen.
And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit,
Amen.
And began to speak the word of God with boldness.
Amen. That's good. So actually, this was Acts 4:31 is the result of prayer reading. If you go to the beginning of that section, which is verse 23, I'll read it to you really quickly. And when they had been released, they went to their own people and reported all that the chief priests and the elders had said to them. And when they heard this, they lifted up their voice
Amen.
With one accord to God
Amen.
And said, Sovereign Master,
yeah.
you are the one who has made heaven and earth
Amen.
And the sea and all things in them.
Yeah.
And then they started to pray, read some verses from Psalms. Who through the Holy Spirit,
Amen.
Through the mouth of our father David, your servant, has said, Why did the Gentiles rage? And the peoples devise vain things. The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord, against the Lord and against his Christ. For truly in this city they were gathered together against your holy servant Jesus, whom you have anointed both Herod and Pontius Pilate, with Gentiles and the people of Israel, to do what your hand and your counsel predestined to take place.
Amen.
And now, Lord, look upon their threatenings and grant your slaves to speak your word with all boldness
Amen.
While stretching out your hand to heal, and the signs and wonders may take place through the name of your holy servant Jesus.
Amen.
So the church prayed, read these verses, and the result was, and when they had so besought, the place in which they were gathered was shaken,
Amen.
Even physically, and they were all filled
Amen.
With the Holy Spirit. And began to speak the word of God with boldness.
Amen.
So we need to exercise our spirit and we need to pray the word. Pray, read the word.
Amen.
The result is that we will have the boldness,
Amen.
Assurance, and the power to speak the word of God
Amen.
As the gospel.
Amen.
So we'll just cover the last points really quickly. The power to preach the gospel is in the spirit.
Amen.
We all have been baptized in the spirit.
Amen.
This is the word of God, and these are just facts. Facts are things that are objectively real. You simply believe them. The resurrected and ascended Christ, as the head of the church, has already baptized all his believing members in the Spirit.
Amen.
This is a fact. We simply believe this. We have to exercise our spirit of faith to believe that according to the New Testament revelation, we are in the Spirit.
Amen.
You say, Lord Jesus,
Amen.
Jesus is Lord.
Amen.
There's no question. You are in your spirit. If you start to gain your mind about it, you just took yourself out of spirit. But hallelujah, we simply believe the word.
Amen.
Point number three is related to the life cycle. We must love the Lord and his word, forsake sinful matters, open ourselves to be fully cleansed, and consecrate ourselves to the Lord, or our faith will not work. My personal experience is, if you have not taken care of the life cycle, and you attempt to speak the gospel to someone, your faith will leak out. Because of a lot of undealt things in your being. So we need to take the blood.
Amen.
Hallelujah for the blood.
Amen.
That's all we need, the blood. And then we just remain in the life cycle. And we will be able to speak with boldness
Amen.
And in faith.
Amen.
Power.
Amen.
The gospel. And even here in 2 Timothy 2:22, it says, Flee youthful lust, pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace with those who call on the name of the Lord out of a pure heart. And Psalms 110:3 says that your people will offer themselves willingly
right.
in the day of your warfare,
Amen.
In the splendor of their consecration.
Amen.
They will be to you like dew from the womb of their dawn.
Amen.
So here we also need to consecrate ourselves to the Lord again. Take care of the life cycle. Take care of your relationship with the Lord.
Amen.
Just simply give yourself to him.
Amen.
Point four, if we have the real power of the Spirit, we do not need any gimmicks such as rock music, dramas, or performances. Peter set the example in Acts. He only spoke the word of God,
Amen.
But he had been filled with the Spirit,
Amen.
And the Spirit was poured upon him.
Amen.
He didn't need all this rock music. He didn't need all these distractions. He didn't need anything in the world. Same way when we speak the gospel, we just need to be filled with the Spirit.
Amen.
And also, as David will cover, we also need to be constituted with the word. Hallelujah for the Spirit and hallelujah for the Word.
Amen.
Amen. Maybe before we move on to the second Roman numeral, I'd like to just have us read 1a again together. I think this is really good. Go. In the book of Acts, believers did everything by the Spirit. When we go to the campuses, we have to go by the Spirit. Amen. When we go to the campuses, we have to go by the Spirit. And as some of the brothers earlier have pointed out, we're not talking about just a gospel activity or a gospel movement, but we're really talking about a living, right? We want to have a living that is for the gospel, right? It's one thing to pray when we know we're going out, but if we don't take care of this matter of being filled with the Spirit and filled with the Word in our daily life, there will be lots of things, like the song says, that come to us daily that we cannot turn unto the gospel. And in a negative sense, I just like to share my own experience. The progression has been very good. We pick up the burden, we pray, and then we need this content. We need to be equipped, right? So when I was in college, one of my high school friends wanted to come and visit. So I wasn't really expecting that, but I wasn't really enjoying the Spirit nor the Word, but I had picked up the burden. There was still a burden for this one. This one needs the Lord, right? So I didn't know what to do, so I went to the church prayer meeting. Can you pray for my friend, right? So I got the burden, and I got some prayer, but when that one came, I didn't have the Spirit, and I didn't have the Word. So they were there for an extended weekend, and there was probably some opportunities. You know, I brought them to the meeting, kind of hoped that something would splash onto them, but I just knew in myself, there was nothing to say. And so then, you know, they flew home, and opportunity gone, right? Opportunity there, opportunity gone. Why? It wasn't because I didn't have a burden. It wasn't because there wasn't some prayer, even the church prayed. But I had nothing to give. To my shame, I had nothing to give, right? So I really like our brother point out the example. The gospel is likened to these ships, right? These ships need the Spirit to set sail, right? To go to the uttermost parts of the earth. But what happens if those ships get there and you open up the doors and they're empty? No food, right? No supply, right? They're there, the opportunity's there, the burden's there, the Spirit's there, but there's nothing to supply the people with food. So I really appreciate that we have this second Roman numeral here. I feel like this message just kind of ties everything together, right? Last night, enjoy the Spirit, enjoy the Word. We need to stay in the life cycle. And then when we go out, what do we need? We need the Word of God, right? Amen. So in a strong way, let us all read Roman numeral 2 together. The Spirit empowers us for speaking of the Word of God with boldness. We need to be familiar with the Bible, to let the Word of Christ dwell in us richly in all wisdom, so that we can give people proper word. Amen. We need to have the Word dwelling in us richly. Amen. I really like to emphasize richly, right? We need to be rich, right? Isaac was rich. How's the verse go, Craig? He was rich. He became very rich. Amen. Isaac was enjoying all the supply from the Father. He was rich and he became very rich.
Amen.
Right? So for us to be those going out on the gospel, especially speaking to those people in our daily life as the Lord allows the opportunity, we need to be rich already, right? We can't say, hold that thought. I'm going to go read a little bit, pray a little, I'll be right back, right? No, anyways, we need to be rich, right?
Amen.
Rich with the Word, right? Yeah, let's see what verses can. Here we go. Yeah, Oscar and Jonathan, can you guys look up Colossians 3:16? It's very good. Colossians 3:16. When you get it, can you read it? And then Leon, can you and the brothers around you look up Ephesians 4:29? Yeah, brother. How about you stand up and read Colossians 3:16 together?
Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly.
Amen.
In all wisdom.
Amen.
Teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs.
Amen.
Singing with grace in your
your hearts to God.
Amen. How about the beginning of that verse again in a strong way? That's just up to richly.
Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly.
Amen. Hallelujah. The word is dwelling in us richly, right? Amen. Even in this training, it's becoming more and more apparent as the testing goes on. You know, the beginning may be a little shaky, but there's some riches going on, right? Amen. The word is dwelling in us richly, right? Even imagine if we had this training on the humanity of Jesus. We had all these points, all these outlines, and zero verse references. There could be a lot of burden, there could be a lot of spirit, but there would be no riches, right? The riches are in the word, right? Yeah. All right, and then brothers, how about you stand and read Ephesians 4:29?
Ephesians 4:29.
Amen.
Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth.
Amen.
But only that which is good for building up.
Amen.
According to the need.
Amen.
That it may give grace to those who hear.
Amen. That what?
It may give grace to those who hear.
Amen. So our words need to be according to the need, giving grace to those who hear, right? And for this, we need to have a rich store of the word. And then going back to the verses that John mentioned, when the Philip approached the Ethiopian eunuch, this one was actually reading the word of God. And then he said, how can I know this unless someone explains it to me, right? Yeah. This is very good. This can happen in our daily life, right? Maybe we're studying with somebody, and they say, I've heard something about God, but I don't know about this. You ever hear something like that? I know Phil's had the... They just ask you. You know, you want to speak something, but actually a lot of times you don't even have to start the speaking, right? They just go, I heard this thing, but I don't know, right? But I really love Acts 8:35. And Philip opened his mouth.
Amen.
How we all say that together? And Philip opened his mouth. And beginning from this scripture, he announced Jesus as the gospel to him, right? So Philip... He wasn't like, what verse is that? I don't know. I haven't heard this before. But he had a constitution with the word, so he could open his mouth from that scripture and announce Jesus as the gospel to him.
Amen.
Right? So it's very good. We need to get a rich constitution of the word. Amen. So how about brothers read A in a strong way?
If our being is constituted and composed with the word,
amen.
Our speaking will be full of weight.
Amen.
Power.
Amen. Full of weight, authority, and power. And for this, I was reminded of 1 Timothy 4:12. I'm sure many have heard it. Let no one despise your youth, right? Okay, let no one despise your youth. You want to be someone who's full of weight, full of authority and power. What is the first thing mentioned in this verse? Be a pattern to the believers in word. All right, let no one despise your youth. Be a pattern in word. So the number one thing to be a pattern is we need to have the word, right? If we don't have the word, anyways, I think it speaks for itself. So to be a pattern, we need the word, right? We need to enjoy the word. We need to be filled up with the word. And even I think our testimony is we see someone and they know something of the word, right? Not just in a dead way, I'll recite you these verses, but when you ask them a question, they can give you the word. You know, if you have a question about God and something, oh, I think this, I think that, maybe they're not your pattern. But if that one says, oh, let me show you the word, right? Our word makes us a pattern, right? One full of weight, full of authority, and full of power. Why? Because the word of God is full of weight, full of authority, and full of power. All right, B, how about sisters read this together? Amen. How about you guys read it again and emphasize the word nourished and life.
To minister Christ to others.
Amen.
First we ourselves be nourished.
Amen.
The words of life.
Amen.
Concerning Christ.
Amen. Saints, we need to be nourished.
Amen.
So we're not here just talking about getting all the words into our mentality, but this word needs to become our nourishment. And how about this front row of brothers? Can you look up 1 Timothy 4:6? 1 Timothy 4:6. Maybe you could stand up and turn around and read it and also emphasize the word nourished.
If you weigh these things before the brothers,
amen,
you will be a good minister of Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Be nourished.
Amen.
The words of the faith.
Amen.
Of the good teaching.
Amen.
Which you have closely followed.
Amen. So, saints, here's the, I feel like this is the real burden, is we need to be nourished. Even in the footnote on 1 Timothy 1:6, it says to be a minister of Christ is to serve people with Christ. Ministering Christ as Savior, right? Some of our friends are unsaved. They need a Savior. Ministering Christ as life to the ones who need life, as the life supply, and as every positive thing to people. So this is what it is to minister Christ, is to serve people with Christ,
amen,
right? But it says to do that, we need to be nourished, amen, right? We need to be those who are not famished but nourished. And even in 1 Timothy, it says to reject some of these negative things, but to take the healthy word, the healthy teaching, right? And so on our campuses, actually you could say, I won't read that verse, but our campus is full of these negative things. This is what is being dispensed into people day by day, class by class, activity by activity. It's just false. It's just unhealthy. It's junk food. This is what's being dispensed at our college campuses, right? We call these knowledge, but actually a lot of it is just junk food, right? So we need to be those who are enjoying the healthy teaching. And the note there says that the healthy teaching shows that this is a matter of life,
amen,
right? My tie is not healthy because it's dead, right? I don't call this, oh, it's a healthy tie. It's just, oh, it's what, a healthy microphone. No, but John is healthy because he's full of life, right?
Amen.
So the teaching we're enjoying is healthy, is full of life,
amen,
and this life supplies people either to nourish them or to heal them. So when we go to the campus, if we want our friends to be nourished, if we want our friends to be healed, we need to be those who are being nourished with the healthy teaching, right? And for this, we have a brother, David, right, was going to share on his experience of being nourished with the word of faith and with the healthy teaching. Amen. Amen.
And I myself am a church kid, so I actually am qualified to go to the training because I finished the Bible when I was at children's meeting. And then I finished the New Testament more like 6 to 7 times. And at one point, I just began to realize, what's the point for me to read the word? Like, I could recite verses before, you know. If you give me a hint, then I could recite it. But then there was this training, semi-annual, the first crystallization study of Genesis.
Amen.
And I wanted to know more. And my serving one encouraged me to get into the life studies of Genesis. Mm. And that I got into the life studies, and I was hooked up by the life studies.
Amen.
I would say that I got an addiction with the life studies.
Amen.
And even every day, I just started reading the life studies. I would share it to the brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically in that time frame, the brothers would remember, like, I would knock on their door, open the door, barge in, and just read a phrase, and then amen, and just walk out.
Amen.
But they did say that they got supplied. And then in my coordination, in my Bible study, and one of my experience firstly is from Facebook, because since I enjoy so much, I couldn't help it but just keep posting on Facebook and on Twitter, and and that filters out a lot of my friends. And one of my long lost high school, one of my long lost high school friend, she just sent me a Facebook message. Hi, she just started talking, and I didn't know why she's that random. And suddenly she said, so, and it's like, what's the deal here? I didn't. And then she said, are you actually becoming a pastor? Are you going to a Bible school? And I was like, no, I'm not going to a Bible school, I'm just simply reading a life studies.
Mm-hmm.
And she asked me, how could she touch the Lord?
Wow.
And I told her to call upon the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And she called upon the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And also another positive experience is my Bible study last semester, many in the OCC coordination could say, could actually testify that I will always go to coordination and say, the Wednesday Bible study, because that was like the peak in my college experience, where I never experienced like people coming and they want to hear more, you know.
Wow.
And I didn't know quite get the reason until this semester, because I finished the life study of Exodus and Genesis in 6 months. I was mentally quite tired, and it was like 305 messages, and I was quite tired, so I kind of stopped, and then, because they had a foretaste of how the Wednesday Bible study last semester was like, a lot of them came back, but when they answered questions, I have the capability to reply all those questions, but the funny thing is, somehow it turns out to be like a debate, or like more questions, and I realized, Lord, I am not nourished.
Yeah.
I need to be nourished.
Amen.
The key to supply to people is not answering their question,
right,
but to supply their hunger.
Amen.
They need the word of God.
Amen.
They had enough of knowledge.
Yeah.
What
Amen.
They need is the word of God.
Amen.
So
yeah.
I like to resume to read the life studies again.
Amen.
It is the life studies.
Yeah.
It's full of life.
Amen. Hallelujah, we want to be full of life.
Amen.
Yeah, so good that when we're nourished, we can nourish others. And even I wanted to mention the example of Joseph, right? When Joseph was reigning, he had stored up riches. He had taken the time to store up the riches because a famine was coming. And when that famine came, it says the whole earth was in famine. The whole earth was in famine. And they all had to come to Joseph for food. And it's really good, the footnote uses this phrase about the famine. It says, this signifies that all the nations are struggling to maintain their existence and are dissatisfied. I think that's a very good summary of our college campuses, right? Everybody's there running around. What degree am I going to get? What job am I going to get? The economy is getting worse. I need to make rent, right? Struggling to make an existence and are just dissatisfied. Oh, I'm trying this, I'm trying that, I try this, I try that. Why? Because they're looking for satisfaction. But the only thing that could feed them is the word of God, right? Saints, I'd just like to encourage us, this is the only food in the entire universe.
Amen.
And it's in our hands.
Amen.
But we need to get it into our mouths, right?
Amen.
Because when our dissatisfied and busy and searching friends come to us, what are we going to feed them? We have to feed them the word of God with which we've been nourished.
Amen.
And I'd really like to encourage us with these verses in Matthew 24. This is really awesome. This is the Lord speaking in a parable. He says, who then is the faithful and prudent slave, right? So on one hand, we are the Lord's slaves.
Amen.
Whom the master set over his household to what? To give them food. Anyways, what do we think it is to serve the Lord? Is it to run around, to do a lot of activities, just to man a table, to do this? No. Who then? Who then is a faithful and prudent slave whom the master has set over his household to give them food at the proper time? So actually, what is our job? Our job is to feed people.
Amen.
All right, our job is to give them the food at the proper time. And I really like this. Blessed is that slave, whom his master, when he comes, will find so doing. Truly I say to you that he will set him over all his possessions.
Amen.
You know, the matter of the Lord's coming back, to some it may be an excitement, to others it may be in fear, oh, I'm not ready. But actually, I really love these verses. What do we want to be doing when the Lord comes back, right? We know on the one hand, we need to have our lamps filled, right? We need to take care of ourselves, right? We need to make sure we're in that life cycle, right? You take care of that life cycle, I guarantee you, you'll be filled, right? But the Lord, he wants to find us feeding, right?
Amen.
If we are those who are spending our life feeding, right, feeding our friends, feeding our classmates, feeding the younger ones. You know what it says? Blessed!
Amen.
Hallelujah, blessed!
Amen.
I want to be blessed, right?
Amen.
Blessed is that slave whom his master, when he comes, will find so doing, right?
Amen.
Truly I say to you, he will set him over all his possessions.
Amen.
So this feeding is a reward, right? Of course, in this age, we like David, he experienced, he was enjoying, right? He was already enjoying his reward, but when the Lord comes, he wants to find us. He wants to find us feeding, right? And actually, it says if we say in our heart, our master delays, the result is they begin to beat their fellow slaves. And even we could beat him, I think his experience, he had the word, but he didn't have the food. So the best he could do was beat him, right? He beat him. You know, it's right. So how we handle the word really depends upon our reward, right? So don't we want to be blessed?
Amen.
I want to be a blessed one, right? Amen. So I want to be one giving myself to feed, to be nourished, and to feed others with Christ. Amen. All right, so let's go on to the next point. Point C. How about the brothers read this together in a strong spirit?
We need to build up a lifelong habit.
Amen.
God's word.
Amen.
To be built up in the truth.
Amen. And just going back to that verse, the Lord calls his slave faithful and prudent, right? Amen. So we're not talking about running out again, getting that can of spinach and then going out, but this is something in a normal, bit by bit, day by day, drop by drop way. And we'd like to have a testimony from Brother Cornell about his experience of building up a habit, right? Amen. To get nourished with the word. Amen.
So my name is Cornell. I just finished my freshman year at UBC. Oh. So last year when I was an incoming freshman, I was at the summer training. And during one of the study sessions, Brother Minoru spoke a word that really encouraged the young people and the college students to get into the word.
Amen.
And to get into the ministry.
Amen.
To be constituted with it.
Amen.
And this was a really positive encouragement for me. And the week after that, I was at the college training in Occidental. And near the end of the week, we did a survey.
Mm.
Like all the college students, we did a survey just regarding about how much reading we've done.
Mm.
And one of the questions was, how many books of the life studies have you completed?
Mm.
And until that point, I read zero messages and zero books. So this was very exposing to me.
Mm.
But it really gave me a realization.
Amen.
That, Lord, I'm so lacking.
Amen.
I need your word.
Amen.
I need the ministry.
Amen.
So when I went back to Vancouver, Canada, I really had this burden to really enter into the life studies.
Hmm.
But, you know, in our natural self, we're all we can do is fail. So I was able to read around for maybe 1 week. But after that, like, my reading really faded away.
Hmm.
But during September, when the school year started, because I live in Coquitlam and UBC is in Vancouver and I commute to school, each day I spend around 3 to 4 hours on the commute.
Mm.
So this year has really been one of learning how to redeem that time.
Amen.
To spend a personal time with the Lord.
Amen.
And to get into the word and the ministry.
Amen.
And at the very beginning, like, my reading was, there was not much enjoyment.
Mm.
I was really reading because I had not much, I didn't have much to do for the 3 to 4 hours.
Amen.
You know, but as I read, you know, the enjoyment came.
Amen.
You know, and as the enjoyment came, I really began to love the life study.
Amen.
I really began to appreciate the ministry that we have.
Amen.
So just one short experience. One time, a new one was talking to me, and he asked me a very personal question regarding marriage. And I was a freshman brother. You know, I don't have any experience regarding this. You know, but around that time, I was reading the life study of Genesis.
Amen.
And I was reading about Isaac.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that Isaac lived a grace-enjoying life.
Amen.
You know, he did not do anything to obtain Rebecca.
Yeah.
Rebecca came to him.
Amen.
So, you know, this is not my experience, but I was really just speaking from my enjoyment.
Amen.
And this was a word that met his need.
Amen.
So after Amen. That, like, when I got more busy, I didn't have as much time to read. But I appreciate it. I still endured.
Amen.
Even if it's just a small portion of the life study,
yeah.
I still endured to read.
Amen.
And now, school's over.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. But you know, I don't commute anymore.
Yeah.
But through my reading this entire school year,
mm-hmm.
it's really become a habit for me.
Amen.
You know, there's no more commute, but praise the Lord, I'm still reading.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. So it's good. It's okay if you're at zero, right? A lot of times we feel like we're at zero and it's too big of a mountain, but just start somewhere, right? It's very good. It's first a matter of endurance, and then it's a matter of our enjoyment. Amen. So how about sisters, read number one. Amen. And brothers, number two.
This kind of continual practice will result in accumulation of the truth in our being.
Amen.
It is not a matter of quantity,
right,
but a matter of endurance.
Amen. Right. I really like to emphasize this. We need to have a continual practice for an accumulation, right? Even going back to Joseph, he had a game plan, right? A 7-year plan. So that they could be fed, right? So even related to the training, right? If you have a 3-year, a 4-year, a 5-year, it's good. We just have a game plan, right? Lord, I want to have something continual. I want to have something accumulated, and I want to learn to endure, right? And a brother reminded me of this verse in Psalms. This is very good. You know, the Lord doesn't want to just pour everything into us at one time. But in Psalm 68, 19, it says, "Blessed be the Lord, who day by day loads us with good." Amen. God is our salvation.
Amen.
So really to live a life that is in the gospel, a living that is in the gospel, really comes down to our day by day. Day by day, we get loaded up with good, right?
Amen.
And you know what happens? That means every day we are a ship going out, right?
Amen.
And we can supply the hungry ones, right?
Amen.
Either a word of salvation, a word of life, or a word of encouragement, right? So I just really appreciate this. Wow, we are just those living a healthy, fresh, normal daily life of being filled with the Spirit and being filled with the Word. So let's together read D.
After we are saved, whether or not we will be useful vessels in God's hand.
Amen.
Depends on our attitude toward the truth.
Amen. So this word, I think Emmanuel might have shared this, right? Our attitude, right? And our attitude needs to be one of diligence. In Timothy, these verses in Timothy are very good. We need to be diligent to present ourselves, right? So we just need to be diligent to present ourselves, to get into the Word. Even if it's a page a day, I really don't care if it's 2 verses a day. You know, just present ourselves to be diligent that we could cut straight the word of the truth. And in chapter 3, it says, this equips us for every good work. So I believe in this training, we've really seen what the Lord wants to do, and we want to cooperate, but we cannot skip this step, right? We need to pick up the burden. We need to pray, and we need to get filled up with the Spirit and with the Word, right? So hallelujah. Let us all stand up together, stretch out a little, and in a strong way, release the burden, the focus. Amen.
Dynamic impact and the weight, authority and power in our gospel preaching. We need to participate in the outpouring of the Spirit of power.
Amen.
And we need to be constituted with the Word.
Amen.
So that we can present the truth in an adequate way.
Amen.